Get yourselves ready. Fasten your seatbelts. Sit steady.
Y'all gonna get some sweet treat.
Yeah.
Team Awesome Inc. Yeah. Hey guys, Mike Zimmer here. Had to ruin that last note of the song because it's the intro to our show. And today's show, Alex Chancey is joining us. Writer, director, indie filmmaker is here.
Hey.
Let's hear it for the guy.
Woo!
Hells yeah, indeed. He's back.
I am back.
The bitch is back.
Yeah. Oh, the bitch, really?
No, you're not a bitch.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you.
No, I didn't mean it like that. So,
it was a nice Elton John reference.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. You understand my references because we're around the same age. This is awesome, you guys. I can't wait. It's been a while since we've been a while since we've had Alex Chancey on the show, and what a great show we have today, because today is a birthday celebration show.
For who?
For me.
Happy birthday.
It's my birthing day, kind of. I mean, tomorrow's my birthday, but, you know, we're doing the show.
Well, you're not doing the show tomorrow, so we got to do it now.
Yes, so we got to do it live today. So so we're doing the birthday show today, but normally, you're supposed to get presents on a birthday. That's my bad
I didn't bring any.
Yeah, where's my present, Alex?
She's she's waiting for you back at the hotel. So
a lady present, thank you, Alex Chancey.
Well,
that's my favorite.
Well, she's technically she's female.
Pulse.
Okay.
Does it have a pulse?
Alive.
It's alive. It is alive.
Female. I'm not saying that she's human.
Alex Chancey, you're getting me all worked up right now. This is fantastic. Thank you. Thank you for my birthday present. But I got some presents for you, Alex.
Oh, good God.
I might as well. You know why?
Well, now I feel like even more of a
healer. It's been a while, dude. And you know what? Here it is. I'm going to give you a present on the day before my birthday.
Thank you.
Because I haven't seen you forever. So I'm giving you, this is a first edition issue of a new series. It's called Insufferable.
Insufferable.
And this is basically, if you take the Kick-Ass storyline.
Yes.
And you take the Batman and Robin storyline. You know how Hit Girl and Big Daddy had, like, they're like Batman and Robin almost?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you meant the movie Batman and Robin.
No, okay. Not that one. No, okay. Not the movie. No. Sorry. Joel Schumacher fucked up Batman.
It's okay. It's okay.
Nolan fixed it. You're right.
It was a long time ago.
Never again. Breathe. Never again. Bad nipples. Sorry. this is basically the Kick-Ass version of if Batman had a son and decided that, and he was a crime fighter, and decided that he was going to raise his son to be a crime fighter. And this is the real-world version of that. And they split up. Like, they have differences and issues, but they still work together.
Yeah.
And it's called Insufferable. And
that sounds great.
And it's literally father-son, like a Batman-Robin sort of vibe, but it's like it's this like hardcore like family story, superhero family father-son tale. And I figured like you could like relate to this being a dad yourself.
Yeah.
And it's a real world setting, so it's like a real world Batman Robin if they had problems.
That's how
I'm pitching this. So this is for you. Happy on birthday to you, Alex Chancey. Merry on birthday to you, sir. And thank you for coming on the show. This is gonna be fantabulous.
I am happy to be here. I haven't been here in so long,
and I'm
so glad that I can actually make it back.
This is great.
Clawed my way out, back up from the slime.
Yeah, like you're busy. You're super busy forever, and I thought I'd never ever see you again.
Oh no. That was never not. This was inevitable. This was going to happen.
Oh God,
of course. Just a matter of time.
No, I'm not go. I'm you. You can't leave me, Alex.
No, never.
What was it that she said in the Michael Douglas movie?
I will not be ignored.
I will not be ignored, Alex. But guys, we got some fantastic games we're going to play today. We're playing Your Welcome Hollywood. That's right.
Yeah.
Writer, director, indie filmmaker. I got to play Your Welcome Hollywood with Alex Chancey. And then, of course, we've got a geek out. And what a geek out we've got today. Oh, my God. We're geeking out about Westworld.
Yes.
We're geeking out about Westworld.
Oh, my God. Love
Thank
that show
you
so much.
For seeing it and loving it as much as I do. Because Westworld, you guys, is the shit.
It's
if
the
you
jam.
Don't have HBO, make some more money and get it.
or steal a password. I'm not condoning it, but if that is what some people do.
But if that happens, whatever. It's your life. You're an adult. Live it, okay?
Right.
But Westworld, make it happen. Go watch it.
That's
it's
so good.
But we'll talk about Westworld, geek out about that. But we got plenty of time for that, guys. But right now, we have some serious nerd updates, Alex.
Oh, my.
We as nerds, we must address the state of the nerd address right now, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Loading program.
It's time for nerd update, bitches!
Oh, that's right. We are going to nerd it up here at Soundcast.fm. Mike Zimmer joined by very special guest writer, director, indie filmmaker Alex Chancy of Strong Chicken Productions. He's also working with the Weather Channel. You can check out his tweets at HChance42. Yes. You can follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. We're live every Sunday, 5 to 7 at Soundcast.fm. Follow their tweets at Soundcast.fm. Good stuff, guys, on the nerd update. Oh, my God. So much nerd, so much news, so much. We just got to get right into it. Okay. I have the first synopsis for the Justice League.
Oh,
Zack Snyder's Justice League. I've got an official synopsis for that movie.
Okay,
but now, we've got a bit of an article before that.
Okay,
so we'll just dive right into it. So after Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice didn't spark the fire that Warner Brothers was hoping it would, yeah, they've undergone a little course correction, understandably so, sure, with the remainder of the upcoming DCEU. And if you're not hip with the lingo, that's the Detective Comics Expanded Universe. It took me a while. I was thinking of Marvel. Aren't we all? When we're at a DC movie these days, aren't we thinking of Marvel? Marvel does it better. I fucking hate that. What do you think of Suicide Squad, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I haven't seen it. I still haven't seen Batman vs. Superman yet.
I actually liked it. I like Suicide Squad, but I've heard it's shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think if they let David Ayer do what he wanted, I think if Warner Brothers kind of backed off of the DC people.
I'm assuming there's going to be like an extended version coming out on DVD.
Oh, there is. He's got his own cut. Don't worry about it. He hasn't announced it, but he's trying to keep a job.
Yeah.
So he's not going to pull a Josh Trank and be like, I would have made something fantastic, but they wouldn't let me.
Well, he at least made a coherent movie from the sound of it for the most part.
Yeah, like kind of. And then it just went to crazy town.
Oh, man.
But here we go.
I'm going to see it.
So hearing our concerns about the franchise, like we're hoping the studio's hearing our personal, Team Awesome makes personal concerns about the franchise. We're worried about you, DC. It feels like Zack Snyder and company have been much more open about the various DCEU productions, which included a few early set visits, a snazzy behind-the-scenes video, and the sharing of the occasional photo. Snyder posted a new photo of Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, on Twitter from the set of Justice League to help celebrate the character's 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Wonder Woman and I have close birthdays!
Sweet.
We almost have close birthdays! That means Wonder Woman and I are meant to be together.
There's your opening line.
That's,
hey, we have birthdays.
We're Scorpios. What's up? Wonder Woman and I are Scorpios. That's so hot. I gotta... Alex, hook me up with Wonder Woman.
I'm on it.
I know you're getting in with her, man. Weather Channel connections. Use your Weather Channel connections.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because I know they got to talk to you guys when they make movies. So here's the thing. 75th anniversary for Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
First female superhero. About fucking time she got her own movie, dude.
Why did it take 75 years?
Hollywood,
dudes with their dicks.
Dudes with their dicks.
Bullshit.
Just getting their dicks in the way, flopping around, making dick movies. Sorry.
Lady heroes? Who needs that?
What, a woman fighting crime? It's ridiculous.
Now I've seen every dicks will be driving cars and voting.
Well, we'll never allow that to happen. Yeah. Cut to 2016. And finally, Wonder Woman's getting a goddamn movie. But anyway, that'll be coming out before Justice League. But guys, we got an official synopsis from Warner Brothers. And DC, I'm kind of bummed about Warner Brothers because they tend to, I think they're fucking up DC's movies. I think they're getting, the studio's getting too heavily involved. But again, we'll get into that in a minute. So here it is. Alex, this might upset you.
Oh, God.
Fueled by his restored faith in humanity and inspired by Superman's selfless act, Bruce Wayne enlists the help of his newfound ally, Diana Prince, to face an even greater enemy, even greater than Doomsday from Batman v Superman. Together, Batman and Wonder Woman work quickly to find and recruit a team of metahumans because they need to make a movie. Sorry, I'm adding embellishment. I'm adding the embellishments on this. I'm sorry. Those parts aren't a part of this. Okay, so they're getting the metahumans, which is what DC's calling them, as you're well aware, to stand against the newly awakened threat. Oh, who is that? Doomsday, probably. It's probably Doomsday, but we saw the Omega symbol. It's probably Doomsday. With I hope we get the demons, the parademons. I hope they come in. That would be really cool. Doomsday always has a entourage of parademons.
Wait, Doomsday or...
Yeah. Oh, wait, not Doomsday. I'm sorry. Not Omega. What's his name?
Wait, was it?
I'm thinking of the guy, you know, the big bad
Darkseid.
Darkseid. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. I got my villains all mixed up there. It's
I was gonna say, I'm like, Doomsday was in Batman v Superman, right?
Yeah, it's Darkseid. Yeah. I totally got all confused. Like, we know that he's gonna be working with Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
We know that he's working with Aquaman,
mm-hmm.
Cyborg,
mm-hmm.
and the Flash. Have you seen the Justice League trailer?
I have not seen the Justice League trailer.
Ooh.
I didn't. I don't know. I'm out of, I guess it's because I'm like
it
making
looks,
videos all day long that I don't watch the other ones.
Here's the problem. The trailers look fucking great.
Yeah,
and then you go to the movie.
That's the same with all of them. Yeah.
You go to the, Marvel has great trailers and great movies. DC, great trailers, bad movies. Not bad movies, mediocre movies. I'm calling them mediocre because
again,
I like them, but I have issues.
No, I mean, that's like, I'll never say Man of Steel is an objectively bad movie. I just don't like what they did with
Understood.
It.
Understood. So just to round out the synopsis or premise for Justice League, apparently they're trying to form this team against a new threat that's awakened, probably Darkseid with his parademons. He always has his entourage parademons. Mm. But it may already be too late to save the planet from an assault of catastrophic proportions. Justice League by Zack Snyder.
Boom, boom.
Bow. Dun, 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 dun. Sorry, I don't know why I went into Law and Order there. Couldn't help it. I just went right into Law and Order after the dunk, chung, chung. Well, what do you think, man? Okay, so getting that synopsis, it sounds like they're rushing Justice League, but the reasoning for the plot is because Darkseid. But it's not Darkseid. It's a threat, but it's probably going to be Darkseid. Remember it's probably not Doomsday, but it's probably Doomsday.
Yeah.
And then it was Doomsday.
Right.
It's Darkseid. There was an Omega symbol there, dude.
But I'm surprised, though, that they're waiting. They're not waiting.
No, they're not.
Darkseid. I thought that was going to be sort of like the,
Well, maybe one of his generals, because he's got one of those generals that's a demon.
Yeah.
Remember? The guy looks like a demon. It's like literally DC's version of Satan.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but Constantine's always fighting him.
Oh,
Yeah, he's got a weird. It starts with an A. But yeah, he
this
works.
Is the problem with being a peripheral, right. Comic book nerd
every
that I'm
time,
not
man.
Like. Usually, the guy with
the thing.
I know what you're talking about, but I just
the memory. There's so much. And which planet is it? Earth 1, Earth 2, or 3? Is there an infinite crisis?
Are we too many?
Look, it's okay. I'm down with all of it. Keep making them. I love the comics. I love the stories. It's never enough for me. But just do a better job and don't let Warner Brothers get in the way of this shit. I love Warner Brothers. They did great Batman movies, with the exception of the Schumacher era.
Yeah,
they did good Batman movies. Yeah. The Burton ones were good, even though kind of campy. They were in the spirit of Batman, and they brought Batman in a darker thing. And so, like, Warner Brothers is great with that. It's just when it comes to the other characters, they don't know how to handle it, because
right.
they've got all this Batman experience. They don't got Justice League experience. They don't got Flash experience. They don't got Wonder Woman experience.
But they also have Superman experience, though, too.
They have Superman experience, but they fucked up.
They fucked up Superman after the second
one. Was Man of Steel that bad? I mean, it was. God, why is it that we're having a hard time figuring out if if DC is making bad movies or okay movies?
Again, I think what happened was it was two things. Man of Steel turned out the way that it did for two reasons. One, because of the Marvel Universe.
Good point.
And how they were doing that, and they were like, we need to get on the shit immediately.
You're absolutely right.
And two, they took a look at the reaction that everyone got from Superman Returns, which I still like. I really like that movie. I understand why people don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people hate it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why people like don't like it, but
yeah.
but the hate that people have
yeah,
towards
cause
it.
Yeah, because I feel like it's not as good as the first two Christopher Reeve movies, but
it's almost
like
a character study of Superman.
Right, and
you know?
it's
like getting to know him as like a person or an alien, or just getting to know him as a being.
It's a flawed movie. I'll admit that.
But he got to make his Superman movie. Bryan Singer got to make his Superman movie with a unique vision. He wasn't trying to please a studio. He wasn't trying to do this or that.
Right.
That might have fucked him up, though. You know,
it could have been tighter. It definitely could have been tighter. I'm not so crazy about the casting of everyone except for Brandon Routh. I think he did a great job as Superman.
I did like the throwback of Lex Luthor land grabbing.
Yes.
It's always about land grabbing. Right. He's a huckster. Right. He's a huckster, that Lex Luthor.
That's what his father taught him.
By the way, Donald Trump's Lex Luthor in disguise. I'm just letting you guys know that. Okay, carry on.
That's the worst disguise ever. You realize that, right?
Yeah, his wig is terrible. We know it's Lex Luthor. Yeah, we know Superman. It's him. Where is he? Where are you, Kal-El? We need you. Fuck, we don't even have Batman. We don't even have a real-life Batman.
No, Batman's in England fighting off clowns.
Oh, I saw that guy. Yeah.
Good for that guy.
Watch those YouTube videos. There's a guy dressing up as Batman going, you know, there's this clown epidemic. Okay, derailing, but there is a clown epidemic hitting the world, people. People are dressing up like clowns in the dark late at night with balloons, just standing under like pools of light, just looking at people and then walking towards them.
We are straight up living in the end of days.
But that's okay. We got Batman.
Well, we do have Batman, but he's in England right now. He's not in the U.S.
We need a U.S. Batman.
We need a U.S. Batman.
We got someone be a U.S. Batman.
Batman is American.
God damn it, we need a Batman in real life. We need all these superheroes in real life.
Yeah.
Here's a hypothetical question. Ooh. We're not playing that, but hypothetically speaking, do you think superheroes if there were superheroes, do you think that would be good or bad?
I think it would be bad, and I think the reason why it would be bad
because of all the collateral damage. Shit'll be blowing up left and right. Have you seen these movies,
people? I think that's the reason why I'm not so crazy about Man of Steel, is because it is totally a real-world scenario.
God,
it's like he would be so brooding
it was
and
a
so
superhero.
Grumpy and destroy everything and piss everybody off.
It was
and
a super... Let's face it. Man of Steel was a superhero 9/11.
Yeah,
it was a superhero version of 9/11.
That was like
they blew
10
up
or,
New York.
That was 10 or 11 9/11s.
And Metropolis. They fucked up Metropolis. And then of course in BVS, Lex Luthor or the Riddler from the Schumacher era, Jim Carrey, Jesse Eisenberg. He's playing the Riddler. A lot of people don't know this, but he's playing the Riddler, pretending to be Lex Luthor.
Interesting.
Nobody knows that but me. Because what the fuck is his deal?
Well, I half expect them to. And again, I still haven't seen Batman vs Superman, but I half expect them to bring him back as Lex Luthor turning into the Riddler. In a future, like that, they're just gonna just
that
go completely off book and just
be like
look,
that man,
happen.
You're more of a Riddler than a Lex Luthor.
So we're gonna make you the fucking Riddler now.
And he had a dad in the BVS, like it was like his Alexander Luthor.
Yeah,
but so he had a dad. So maybe we could get Kevin Spacey back.
Let's do it.
And have him slap Jesse Eisenberg around, and that'd be great. Anyway, so what do you think, Justice League? Based on that synopsis, do you think it just sounds like more of the same bullshit, or is this something you want to see?
The answer is yes to both.
Understood. I'm still gonna see it, but it's the same bullshit.
Yeah. Because the thing is,
ding, we got a winner.
Yeah.
On that one.
It's definitely the same bullshit.
It is.
I can't give Zack Snyder the benefit of the doubt. I can't do it. I just can't do it anymore.
He's had how many chances?
He sucker punched, dude. Don't get me started on Rapeception, okay?
They did sucker punch. And they watched Sucker Punch, and they said, that's the guy who should do Justice League and Batman versus Superman.
Well, once they, finish, furiously masturbating to Sucker Punch.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Gosh, that fucking movie. It's like a burlesque, nightmare.
I called it, after I saw it, I called it Rapeception because of the layer. It's the most disturbing.
It's fucked up.
Movie.
These girls have to go into fantasy worlds where they're fighting like all kinds of crazy shit because they are literally being raped.
Yeah,
it's horrible, Zack Snyder. What the fuck? Why would you write and make that movie?
I mean, seriously, why?
Why is that? But anyway, okay.
But then
Watchmen, Zack Snyder? Watchmen? Why? Why did you do that?
Fundamental misunderstanding of the physics of that universe in that movie are just I can't.
So we have to sometimes in life we have to accept our friends for who they are. DC is just kind of, we're just gonna have to accept our friends as who they are. I would tell you about the Joker in Suicide Squad, but unfortunately I didn't get a lot of the Joker to really get an opinion formulated based on Jared Leto's performance, other than I would have liked to have seen more so I could have figured out if I liked it or not.
I'm sure that's going to be in the DVDs. So.
David Ayer's cut. We'll see about Justice League. We got to check out Wonder Woman first.
Yes.
If Wonder Woman...
I'm actually much more excited for Wonder Woman than...
And that director who's doing it, what's her name?
Oh, Patty Jenkins.
Jenkins is great.
Yeah.
It's her doing Wonder Woman, doing an action movie with a female super lead. Female director, I'm down.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
Yeah,
so that'll pave the way for Justice League, and hopefully Justice League won't suck. Hopefully. Oh, God damn it, DC. All right, here we go. Moving along, we got some good news, you guys. Oh, my God. We almost predicted this on the podcast. Apparently, Donald Glover Community, Atlanta. Atlanta's an amazing show.
Yes, yes.
Watch Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
People, watch Atlanta.
Show on TV right
FXX,
now,
right? FX?
Is it? I, see, yeah, I, it's I have FX. The, I have the app, so I only watch it on that.
It's on the FX or FXX one.
FX or FXX, yeah.
Watch
yeah,
Atlanta.
So good.
Hilarious and heartbreaking. Heartbreaking and
weird
funny.
Also, which is like
and
the
weird
best
as
thing
fuck.
About
yeah,
it. It's like,
right.
it's like a so Black
good.
Coen Brothers movie.
It is. It's so good. It's so good. But regardless, Donald Glover has been class. I'm too excited. I can't. I'm going to have a heart attack. Donald Glover has been cast to play the one, the only motherfucking Lando Calrissian
yes.
in the upcoming Han Solo
yes.
movie. Yes. Yes,
so
God.
About that.
Are you kidding me? Are you we predicted that shit on the show. I was like,
I was gonna say,
I was like, dude, Donald Glover, man, put him in
I
there.
I remember you
He's
saying
not playing
that.
Spider-Man.
And you remember when
you
when
said
I,
Alden Ehrenreich.
Yes.
Well, you
yes.
predicted the white guy,
we have it.
And I predicted the black guy, and we're the opposites.
That's how did that? That's
this
just
is Star
a
Wars brings
symmetry.
Star Wars brings the races and the lines together.
Everybody together.
Oh my God. Dude,
we're on the same page.
I don't even have to read the rest of this article. All I'm going to read is what Star Wars tweeted. Hello, what do we have here? Donald Glover is Lando Calrissian in the untitled 2018 Han Solo Star Wars story? All right.
Yeah.
It's almost, so you almost want to read it like Lando, like, hello there. Well, what do we have here? Fucking Billy D, Colt 45, huh?
Nice Colt 45.
He needs to keep making Colt 45 commercials. He should be the most interesting man in the world for Colt 45.
Oh, that's
You're welcome,
such
Colt
a great
45.
Boom.
You're welcome, Colt 45. We've done it again.
Nailed it.
Dude, Donald Glover's playing Lando,
that
young
is
Lando.
So fucking great.
What the fuck?
I'm so excited about that.
I came. I came a little. I came.
I'm
like,
glad I can't see from here.
Thank you. I'm glad you can't see.
I don't
it.
Know why I looked. I was
Hold
trying
on.
To look,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
I don't know what's
Hold
wrong.
Hold on. I got a tie. I got a tie.
You're such a handsome
Let
man.
Let me dab it with the tie. Okay.
Right.
Gross. Sorry.
You're going to want to dry clean that tie
I'll get that.
Afterwards. Yeah. You should probably take it off now.
I'll probably
maybe.
Just throw it away.
Yeah, that's fine.
I always throw it away. anyway, dude, Donald Glover
that's
is going to be
so
amazing as Lando.
Great. I'm so psyched.
I can't. I mean, Alden Ehrenreich, when I saw that Star Wars Force Awakens, Force Awakens, it was like the Star Wars Celebration press conference, and they
yeah.
brought him out, and he was sitting there,
yeah.
and I was just looking at him the whole time. I'm like, you're like a young Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And then
no,
he was just
awesome.
Sitting there, his arms crossed, kind of had this smirk on his face, kind of like, just like, yeah, I know. like he knew.
Have
you know?
You seen have you seen Hail Caesar yet?
No,
the Coen Brothers movie.
I have not, but I've heard he
yeah.
is.
That was
phenomenal.
That was what made me. That was what
that,
made me think about
did.
It that day.
See,
yeah,
I gotta watch.
Yeah.
That. If I had seen that movie, I probably would have been like, dude,
yeah,
you're, yeah, down.
Yeah, totally. He's,
but
he's
but
great.
In that, and he would smile, and when he smiled, it was Harrison Ford
yeah.
smiling. It was fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like the guy has this laissez-faire kind of like attitude that Ford has,
yep.
like gunslinger cowboy kind of thing, which is what he needs to be.
Yeah.
Donald Glover is going to add some like cool hilarity to this.
Yeah.
He's going to be hip and chill
yep.
like Lando,
yep.
but he's going to be young enough that he's going to be like, you know, kind of clumsy and kind of making bad mistakes.
He's, oh,
you know,
gonna
it's going to
so
be great.
Good.
And
it's
Alden Ehrenreich
so
is going to be, I can't wait for this.
Yeah.
All we need is a Chewbacca. We talked about Vin Diesel, so let's see, maybe... Dude, remember we said Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
This is our dream cast, was Alden Ehrenreich.
That
was our dream. That
was my Chewbacca, Vin Diesel Chewbacca impression.
We'll fix it in post. like they're almost approaching our dream cast.
Yeah.
Of
this.
If they do the Kessel Run heist that we've sort of been coming
they
up with,
have
if
to.
They do that, then they owe us money. Officially, you owe us money.
We have it. We have
LLC
on,
copyright.
We have everything on audio.
We have an LLC
we
copyright through Podomatic, through Podbay, through Soundcast, through YouTube. So you owe us money if you do the Kessel Run heist, and we'll just take a paltry 5% of gross profit.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it.
All that's perfect.
And we'll split
it
between you,
money.
Me, and Naaman.
Yeah.
We'll split it.
Yep.
It's only fair, Disney. You have the money. Give it to us. You're stealing our ideas. I just think it's probably more of like a cultural thing. I think like people all want to see these certain people play these parts.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like a mindset. It's like, yeah, Donald Glover as Lando. Yes.
So
Alden Ehrenreich as Han Solo. Yeah. Vin Diesel as Chewbacca. I'm going to announce it officially. Even though it's not official.
Hey, we were both right on the other two.
Because, guys, we were right.
Yeah.
Like, we've been right. We're 2 for 3, man. We're 2 out of 3 on this casting. And if we get the plot right, they owe us a movie. Like, they owe us
yeah.
our own movie to write, direct, and star it. So.
Wait, who? I forgot. Who's directing this one? Is that the one with the 21
yeah.
Jump Street guys?
We got it right here. So the article goes on to say, damn, that's good casting, which is like, fuck,
you're welcome, Hollywood. You're welcome, for real.
Yeah, this time for real. We did it for you. It also helps put the new Han Solo film in perspective for the audience. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's already a lot of talent in front of and behind the camera. Alden Ehrenreich's fucking killed it in Hail Caesar, apparently. That from what we've heard from Alex Chancy, so I got to check that out. An amazing film, by the way, Coen Brothers. We know he's probably going to kill it as Han as well. And it's being directed by none other than Christopher Miller and Phil Lord, who are known for directing great films out of awful premises like Lego Movie,
right.
21 Jump Street. Yeah. But who will always be remembered by me for their awesome Clone High.
Clone High
TV
was so
series.
Great.
Shout out to Clone High.
Yes.
Never forget. Clone High. Young Abraham Lincoln, young Gandhi, young Jesus Christ.
Cleopatra.
Jesus Christo.
No, my favorite is still JFK.
Oh, yeah, he was a douchebag.
What are you looking at, bald nerd?
What are you looking at, you bald nerd? Get away from my girlfriend.
So great.
JFK was great. If you go YouTube Clone High, Millennials, it's amazing.
It's,
you'll love it.
You're
going to
love it.
You're
going to
love
it. Rave about it.
You'll bring it back.
Talk about it on the internets, and they will bring it back.
They'll make a Clone High movie now because it's so good.
It's so
These
good.
Guys could make that Clone High movie.
Yeah. They have
I
the want to
be
now,
Young
too,
Lincoln. Young Lincoln. I got the beardy. I'll
oh, you mean live
hair.
Action?
Live action.
Oh, and then you meant I for, bring it back
I'll
a cartoon.
Be, if they do the Clone High cartoon as
oh,
a live
yeah,
action,
oh, that would
I'll
be
the Young Lincoln for that.
You could totally do that.
I'll do it for free. Fuck it.
Totally do it.
So, Lawrence Kasdan and his son John have a hand in the script as well.
Oh, nice.
So, Larry Kasdan's involved, and he is.
Great.
I mean, come on, man! Empire Strikes Back, yo! Fucking Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
Two of the best. So.
And Force Awakens.
And man. Force Awakens. Yeah. Mike, come on! This Larry Kasdan,
which is really
God
still.
Damn, I love that.
Still
man.
Episode 4 redone, but that's fine.
It's
I don't
still,
care.
It's okay.
I don't care. It's still fun.
Soft reboot. It's okay.
I'm totally fine
it's
with
okay.
it. If every soft reboot were that good.
Yeah.
I'm totally good.
I mean, it's totally fine. So however this new casting and the promise of a fun space buddy adventure has gotten us excited for the first time since, well, we've heard the film announced. It's now rocketed to one of the films that I'm personally looking out for hardcore. Same thing,
big
man.
Time. Big time.
Because especially if they're stealing our ideas. Because if they
seriously.
Are, because wow, if we're that on the money, we need to just start making movies. Because
yep. Yeah, I agree.
Like this is insane. But it's still for now. It's still called the Untitled Han Solo Star Wars Spinoff.
They should just call
film.
It that. They should just call it that.
Just leave the
Untitled Han Solo Star
you know
Wars
what? I'm
Spinoff.
Still, no,
a Star Wars
no,
story.
No, Alex, I'm mad about this because fucking Rogue One, a Star Wars story.
No, you know it's going to be.
Star Wars
know,
Rogue One.
It's I
that's
agree.
It. That's it.
I agree.
Star Wars Rogue One. People get it.
I agree.
They'll get it.
I agree.
But no, it's not. Don't. It doesn't have a number next to it.
But
it's
you know
Rogue
though,
One. It's
Star,
lettered
but
one.
Star Wars Rogue One sounds like Star Wars Episode One, and I think that was the reason why they changed it to Star Wars Story. I think it's totally the number in the title.
Damn it! God damn it!
Why they couldn't change it to Rogue
Fuck.
A or something like that?
Well, anyway, I'm looking forward to that too.
But
that's,
still,
that's
yeah.
gonna be amazing. We did a trailer reaction for that recently, you guys. You gotta check out that trailer reaction.
Oh, I have.
Star Wars Rogue One. We flipped our shit on that one.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad that I wasn't here for that one because I do not want to see that trailer.
Oh,
I saw the original one and I'm sold. I don't want to see
anymore. All I'm gonna say is we flipped our shit when we by the end of it we were like like this. It looks amazing. So Rogue One looks great. The Untitled Han Solo Star Wars spinoff movie. God damn, that's a mouthful. It will blast into theaters. Shooting first, of course.
Of course.
Because that's fucking Han Solo.
That's
he
right.
shoots first. He's a goddamn gunslinger in space. It's coming out May 25th, 2018.
Nice.
So not too far off. Not too far off.
So they're doing it
and
in
we're
May. Okay.
Yeah, May
All
release.
Right.
Yeah, and so we're gonna get a May release
right,
for that.
Because, wait, no, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Because we're getting
when is episode 9 coming
we
out?
Got,
2019
well,
or 2018?
First off, we got Rogue One coming out this December. We got after
episode
that.
Episode 8 is next December.
Next December.
Yeah.
And then we've got in 2018, May 25th in 2018, the year after that, it's going to be the Untitled
Han Solo
Star Wars,
spinoff.
Fuck.
A Star Wars story.
Star Wars story.
Yeah.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Just keep it at that.
Episode 1.
You know it's going to be called Kessel Run and everyone's going to flip
the Oh, as soon as
over.
I hear Kessel Heist, the Kessel Heist or whatever, I'm going to be like, fuck you, give me money. You owe me money.
Ha!
But they won't do it. But we have a copyright, so maybe somehow we can figure it out. We'll talk to a lawyer. No, you know what? I just want to see this movie. I'm saying it, and I'm trying to will it to happen. And I think we're willing this to happen somehow.
So far, yeah.
Let's keep doing this.
Yes.
All right, guys.
All right, so we got to think Vin Diesel as Chewbacca.
Vin Diesel, Chewbacca. Come on, do it, dude. Vin, come on. You're Groot already. Just do it.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
Groot is a plant Chewbacca.
I'm down. And also, he could be a little bit shorter. Why not? If it's a younger Chewbacca, maybe he could be a little bit shorter.
Yeah, sure.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, here we go. Last story of the day, you guys. This is an interesting one. It's nerdy, but in a different way. We all heard the news about how much Joss Whedon wants to do a Star Wars film. Did you hear that, by the way?
I did hear
that. Holy fuck. But let's be real. That's going to be a long way away. Yeah. We got Rogue One, the untitled Han Solo spinoff flick, a Star Wars story. And both episode 8 and 9 coming first. Not to mention the fact that he hasn't even been officially offered the position, if it'll ever come. Yeah. So what's next for our pasty nerd hero? Well, I'll let the man who gets paid millions of dollars for his words describe it to you himself. So this is in his own words. I'm in the middle of a screenplay that I'm extremely passionate about. It's definitely a departure from things that I'm known for. It's as dark as anything I've ever written. I just said, okay, id. Your turn. I would write scenes and be like, oh, this is great. I shouldn't be allowed near people. It's a historical fiction / horror movie about a time when the world was going insane, World War II. That's right. He's going to do a World War II horror movie.
Oh, wow.
A World War II. Joss Whedon is doing a World War II horror movie.
Yeah.
He goes on to say, yes. I got to tell you, I was in Germany and Poland doing research for this movie, and I was seeing so many parallels to the U.S., and I know it's a shop-worn thing to compare the orange guy to the little guy with the mustache, but you see things, incredible things, in terms of propaganda, the state of the country, and the parallels are eerie as fuck.
Aye.
Comparing the orange guy to the little guy with the mustache? Ugh. Comparison, I'm sorry, but come on, you guys. But who gives a shit about politics and what some random filmmaker or random film news editor thinks? The most important things are A, Joss Whedon is back, baby, and B, holy shit, World War II horror film?
World War II horror
film. Holy shit, no, I've never seen that. I've seen post-World War II horror movies where it's like, what was it, The Dead Snow? Where it was like the
Frozen Nazis. Zombies. Yeah.
Frozen Nazi zombies ski trip.
Yeah, that was good.
Amazing movie. Go watch that. Dead Snow.
Did you see the second one? I haven't seen the second one.
Oh, there's a second one?
Yeah, I think it's versus the Soviets.
I think it's Soviet zombies.
I think so. Yes. I'm serious. I think it's called like Red versus Dead or Dead versus Red or something.
Done deal. Yeah. I'm checking the show. Yeah, I'm going to IMDb the filmmakers and find that movie. I'm watching it tonight after Westworld, but we're going to geek out later.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up, you Westworld fans, I know how fucking pumped you are, because everyone's fanatical about this show. But Joss Whedon's doing a World War II horror movie.
This is so great on so many different levels.
Remember Cabin in the Woods?
Yes, I loved Cabin in the Woods.
He said it's a horror story, a traditional horror story, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
he's saying this is just a World War II horror movie.
Oh my God.
The fuck is he up to? Is this going to space?
Is this going to
another dimension? Is Nikola Tesla going to pop up in this?
Honestly, I would not be surprised if Nikola Tesla popped up in this.
Joss Whedon, take our ideas.
It's your other idea. Yeah,
take all of our ideas. Joss Whedon, World War II horror movie. I've not heard of a World War II horror movie before. Maybe B movies, but not like a highly produced, researched, like
when you said
respectfully done.
My first thought was the thing from Grindhouse, the zombie werewolf women of the SS,
where Nicolas Cage was playing Fu Manchu.
Holy hell!
God, that was so amazing. He had one scene, and it was him screaming his Fu Manchu. Amazing. But you guys, by the way, Nicolas Cage has a movie coming out straight to VOD release. It's called Army of One. We did a trailer reaction to this. Go watch that trailer reaction. Go watch that trailer. Army of One. It stars Russell Brand, Nicolas Cage.
Russell Brand?
Russell Brand plays God, and Nicolas Cage plays a man named Barry, I think, who goes crazy and thinks that God is talking to him. And God is telling him to go to Afghanistan and kill Osama bin Laden. So he buys a sword on the Home Shopping Network, goes to Afghanistan, and looks for Osama bin Laden. This is based on a true story. No one has heard of this movie.
Oh my God.
Go watch this movie. Rent it. Buy it. I saw the trailer. It's fucking brilliant. It's fucking brilliant.
Is it out yet?
The trailer is out.
No, I mean the movie.
The movie will be out soon. I think it's at the end of this month. So very soon, within the next few weeks.
Sweet. And it's VOD, so it's I don't have to go anywhere.
Dude, you don't have to
just rent it.
You don't have to go anywhere and deal with shitty people, dude. You can just watch it at home.
That's so great.
I'm totally doing it when it comes out. But yeah, it's unbelievable stuff.
You should do a live commentary for that as well.
We're thinking about it. We're thinking about live streaming ourselves watching Army of One and doing like a Mystery Science Theater kind of thing to it, but just not that, just watching and being like, yes, greatest movie ever made. And Nicolas Cage has a ponytail and a beard.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And he's out of shape.
Say no more.
And he's trying to do karate. And he's got this annoying voice where they ask him in the trailer. I'm sorry I'm reliving this trailer, but
no, go for it.
They ask him in the trailer, what is your purpose for visiting Afghanistan? And he goes, taking care of business. He talks like that in the movie.
He does the George W. Bush
almost laugh. Like a George W. Bush voice, but he's like a hippie. He's like, "Hey man, what's up?" Like, it's him trying to be cool. Army of One.
I
but
love
anyway,
him so much. So I love Nick Cage so much.
So talk about departures and doing original ideas. That's the original idea that I've never heard of or seen a movie about. Okay. Joss Whedon is doing a World War II horror movie.
Yes.
Who knows what this is going to be like? But if it's anything like Cabin in the Woods, like, and I mean like as far as going to Crazy Town, like Big Trouble in Little China style, where it made sense in a weird way.
Yeah.
I'm so down. I can't wait. What do you think?
I think that this is going to be, and I'm not joking, I'm not being, like, I'm not exaggerating at all. I genuinely think that if this is as up to par as his other horror stuff has been, as any of his other stuff has really been,
yeah,
I think this is probably going to be one for the ages. I think this is going to be, because the thing is that, you know, he's going to, if he's got an idea to do a World War II horror movie,
yeah,
and said that he was doing research in Germany and Poland, which means that presumably the Holocaust is going to factor into this somewhere.
Right.
He's not going to treat that with disrespect.
No,
and the fact that he's found a way to make this something.
Yeah.
Scary and entertaining while still being respectful of historical events. I think this is going to be fucking fantastic.
Oh, he's totally
things that it's like, I mean, even something like Inglourious Bastards, where Tarantino, you know, rewrote history.
Yeah.
That really pissed off a lot of people.
But I was fine with it.
But exactly.
I
understand why people got pissed off about it. I think the movie in and of itself is fantastic, but I think that
they're like, this wasn't respectful.
I get why,
it's a B movie of the World War II. It seems inappropriate.
Yeah. But again, I think that if Whedon's doing this, I think that he's like one of the few guys who can come up with an idea this crazy.
I think he's gonna be
I think he can pull it off. I think it's gonna be fantastic.
If it's Joss Whedon and if it's World War II and it's a horror movie, it might have to do with the Nazis experimenting with like occult shit and like demons and stuff.
Right. Right. Which
and
we
like
know
maybe
they did,
maybe
so.
the Nazis actually summoned some demons and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe the Allies had to like figure out how to close the portal to hell or something.
God.
Like,
oh my God.
Who knows? And maybe it's gonna be about a group of soldiers that get lost in like enemy territory, and they come across the Nazis doing some weird cult. Like, that's I'm picturing like, it in my head. Like it's like you don't expect what it's gonna be, and it's gonna be this crazy like outlandish thing, and it's these World War II soldiers like fighting demons and shit. Like, how cool would that be?
That's
but again, that's not what the plot is. That's my own.
That's just
nerdness.
That's just guessing.
Speculation, 110%.
But you know what? If it turns out to be something like this when he ends up making it, then again, between this and the Han Solo movie, like,
dude,
like we're good. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
We need to write.
We need to make
something.
This happen.
We gotta do something.
People are taking a lot
of
good ideas. I know, right? Like, God damn it. Like, we keep coming up with good ideas. But you know what? I think there was one other almost kind of decent World War II horror movie, Puppet Master 3, maybe?
Is that true?
They referenced Puppet Master 3 as maybe being a good World War II horror movie.
God.
And maybe. But other than that, guys, so that's what's coming up. We're all big fans of Joss Whedon, of course, Firefly, fantastic. Buffy, come on, Buffy.
Buffy.
Dollhouse was pretty good. I mean, it was pretty good.
Dollhouse, yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then Avengers: Age of Ultron, not his fault.
But he also did Avengers. Avengers is good.
I saw interviews with him where he was like, "I did what I did as much as I could."
Yeah,
he was worn out. Marvel wore him out. Dude.
I was gonna say he seemed really burnt out.
They exhausted him.
Press tour.
Yeah, they fucked him up. Like he's like, "I'm done. I quit."
Yeah,
you do whatever you want. I made Avengers movies. All right, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out. So good for you, Joss Whedon. I'm so glad he's like, yes, original. I'm gonna make original movies. Cabin in the Woods. If it's anywhere near that quality,
oh man,
I'm so down.
That's such a good movie.
Yeah,
so much.
We
fun.
Are down.
Yeah.
So that's gonna do it for Nerd Update, guys. And what a Nerd Update that was. Quick recap. We've got a synopsis for Batman v Superman. Not sorry. We already know that synopsis. Not that great. What was it? What would you give that? 5 out of 10.
What, Batman v Superman?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it anything because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't? So a 0 from Alex?
Yeah, it's an A. I'll just leave it at that applicable.
Wonder Woman is celebrating her 75th anniversary, so happy 75th anniversary, woo, Wonder Woman. We have close birthdays. Well, that's kind of interesting. We're Scorpios.
Wonder Woman. Mike likes you.
Find me on Facebook, Simmer Mike. No, that's not Facebook. At Twitter. At Twitter, at Simmer Mike. See, I'm already like getting nervous about approaching a woman, and it's not even really going to happen because she's fictional. It's kind of like my life. And then we've got the best news I've heard in a long time. Donald Glover is playing young Lando in the Han Solo spinoff movie.
Yeah.
That is a big win. Big win for movie-going audiences. Mind blown. Yes. Mind blown. They're listening to us. If you motherfuckers do the Kessel heist, we're gonna get you.
It's going to happen.
It's going down.
I guarantee you.
We're gonna watch the movie.
It's gonna be that.
We're gonna watch the movie. We're gonna love it. Then we're gonna sue the shit out of you. No, and we'll lose because you have great lawyers and you can afford them.
But people who will know who we are, damn it.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. And then, of course, finally, we've got Joss Whedon doing a World War II horror movie. We don't know what it's about. I'm thinking maybe it's going to be Nazis and occult shit.
I think you're right.
It might be if that's the research he's doing, if he's going to Poland and places like that, and he's talking about the parallels and I mean he's talking about a lot of really heady stuff too, the parallels to the U.S. and how eerie everything was back then, and it was this really tumultuous time. So he's going to do a really interesting thing here.
Yeah, I think so.
It sounds like he's really crafting something. Like it's like a chef in the kitchen. You could smell. You're like, what is that? You're catching a whiff. You're like, it smells good. Yeah. Like, what's Joss Whedon up to? And you're like, yeah, You gotta wait. Oh, it's gonna be good. So great Nerd Update, you guys. Awesome stuff here at Soundcast.fm. Don't forget, follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Follow Alex Chansey's tweets at HChance42. Follow Team Awesome Inc.'s tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Go to our website, TeamAwesomeShows.com. Brought to you by Squarespace. Thank you, Squarespace. Enter in promo code TittyBalls. TittyBalls. With a Q. Titty balls with a Q at the end. And you'll get 12% off, I'm sure. That's how it works. Or try different variations. We're going to annoy Squarespace until they sponsor us. So that's how it works in the show. All right, we're moving on to the next segment. This has been Team Awesome.
Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.